a web-based educational tool for forest floor description and humus form classification. It's along the same lines of Melissa's project that Maya was just talking about, but more in the earlier stages. So we have basically two main objectives in the project, and the first one, we're almost done, and that's mostly what I'll talk about. So to combine a classroom-based teaching approach with web-based learning, illustrating forest floor description and humus form classification. So that involves creating a multimedia website and a forest floor lab, having students complete the lab with the aid of the website, and then that will bring us to the second objective, to evaluate the usefulness of a tool in the basic description and classification of the forest floor, and try to give students an understanding of associated ecological properties and processes. So the follow-up assignment will ask them to explore the tool more and get more background information and have a better understanding. So quick outline, demand for soil science, I'll kind of skip that. Innovative soil education, including web-based learning, just what I think these try to do and what their purpose is. The forest floor and humus forms, why is the forest floor even important? And then I'll talk about how far we've gotten with the tool development. I'll show you what the website looks like, and then I'll talk about what we're going to do next semester with the students. So, yeah, just some demand. Next year's the International Year of Soils, coming after a lot of recognition of the importance by international environmental and governmental organizations of the importance of soil science, and just the recognition that soil science education is very important. So here's someone doing a hydrometer test, which we still do in the lab now, and this is 1948. So it's maybe okay to start trying to update the curriculum and incorporate all our wonderful modern technologies like USB sticks and PPTX files. let's see. So yeah, so modern students have a whole different world. So we have an increasingly urban population who's spending an increasing amount of time online, an increasing amount of time indoors. And meanwhile, education is occurring in specialized indoor settings, while the properties and processes being studied in natural sciences are outdoors and away from where we're learning. And then in cities, I mean, Maya was talking about the urban soils, but a lot of those soils are hidden under concrete and asphalt, and you don't have access to them unless you're lucky. So yeah, students.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
There's 5 minutes left, so you probably just want to hit your high
points. Okay, great. So yeah, just the point of these methods is to, I think, try to approach students in different ways, have them be more interactive in their learning, whether it be outdoors or in our case, web-based learning, where we're going where they are online to attract them to soils. So just some benefits: improved accessibility, multimedia, which is really important, I think, and then risks, so lack of a pedagogical framework. So we set out a few goals to introduce students to the properties and processes of humus forms, to provide students with tools to undertake a basic humus form classification, and to identify humus forms as an integral component of soils and forest ecosystems. And then another risk, problems with web navigation, dead links, anything like that, which will be frustrating and reduce the attractiveness of the tool to students. So to deal with that, we have a team of experts in IT, multimedia, videography, education, and soil science, and working together, we get really nice products, good videos, nice graphics, a nice web design, and another important aspect of that is the interactions with people who are unfamiliar with different parts of the material, ask questions, and give you an idea of what you want to target for students, because they'll also probably have similar questions. So why is the forest floor important? It reacts differently than mineral soil, generally more rapidly to ecosystem changes like invasive species or pollution or management changes. About 90% of soil biodiversity occurs in the forest floor in forests, so it's a hotbed of biodiversity. Carbon storage, it's a huge carbon sink around the world, and then it's also an important part of the biogeochemical cycles of forests. And then humus forms, so there's more, motor, mull are the main three that we're going to be teaching students. And basically the idea is more is fungal decomposition dominated, whereas mulls are dominated by soil fauna, such as earthworms and bacteria. And then more are generally associated with lower productivity, and mull more productivity, but it's variable. So here's our basically the homepage of our website. So this gives students an introduction to those three, more, motor, mull, and it's a cartoonish version of what those look like. So it highlights those important components, like the well-mixed mull material versus the fungal-dominated fungal hyphae in the more. And then just navigating from here, we have the humus form orders and group descriptions, and then all the information students need to describe a humus form. So this page isn't quite finished, so I'm not showing it to you. And then this is kind of the background environmental information, the ecological information about the forest floor, that why is it important. And then another page, so this is an introduction into the horizons, the forest floor horizons. So the major ones are the brown, and then the more specific are the green. And then tutorials. So this is an important component. We'll ask students to complete the tutorial in order to get a better understanding about how to use the website, how to explore it. And this will give them a hand with completing their lab assignment as well. So I'll skip the video. So that's, it's just one of our videos, but. Moving forward is just to finish up with the website. It's getting there. Then we'll develop the lab, and in the spring, we'll have the students complete a forest floor lab. So they'll get a sample, and in groups, they'll take it apart and describe it and try to classify it. And then they'll follow up with an assignment that'll get them into more detail about the subject. And once they've completed that, we'll ask them to, exploring, and then we'll ask them to complete a survey and participate in focus groups and try to see how they felt about the tool, if they enjoyed it, what they liked about it, if things they didn't like about it, things that could be improved. Do they prefer video? Do they prefer reading? Anything like that that can give us more information for the future. So to summarize, I didn't talk about the first one as much, but these are just the points that I've learned so far in my project, is that soil scientists must be involved with meeting global environmental challenges. The forest floor is a very important component of forest ecosystems, so I hadn't recognized about how much it was involved in nutrient cycles and habitat for organisms and things like that. And then a team of interdisciplinary experts is very, very helpful in creating a web-based learning tool. So that's it.
Great. We'll give you time for one.